Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for episode number two of the Podcasts Afoot. Today I have joining with me Luke Austin, who plays Simon.
That's correct.
Simple Simon.
Simple Simon.
Simple Simon in our show, The Games Afoot. Simon, welcome. I mean, Luke, welcome.
Well, thank you. Is it Simple Simon because my character's a little bit silly? Is that why I'm Simple Simon?
I suppose.
Do all the other actors call me this behind my back and I just don't know yet?
Pretty much, yeah, off stage in the green room.
God, that'll be right.
That's what we discuss, yes.
Excellent.
So Luke, is this your first show with the Arts Theatre?
It certainly feels like it because it's been so long since I've done the last ones. But no, it's not my first one. I've done three in the past. I was in Shady Business where I played a man who dressed up as a woman. I'm sure everyone would probably remember that. I was in Coup de Grace, and I was in another one, Moon Over Buffalo.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, that was a fun one. That was good fun, yeah. So this is my fourth play.
Okay.
This is my fourth play.
And was this, were all of those with Tom previously?
They're all with Tom.
Amazing.
They're all with Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you meet a director, people, they like you, they'll get you back for more.
That's exactly right. I don't even audition. No, that's key. That's a joke. I still have to audition.
Did you actually audition with the intent of playing Simon? Is that the character you identified with when you read the script?
Or? I'll be honest with you, Flossie, I didn't read the script.
Fair enough.
Tom said to me, come in, there's a role I think you might be suited for.
Right.
And I did suspect it was Simon, but I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually thought that I might have got Michael's role.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay.
And I kind of, the character's name has lost me.
That's Michael Barlow playing Felix. Yes.
Felix's character. And I remember even in the audition, when I showed up, Tom gave me a script and said, I want you to read all these roles. I knew I wasn't going to get the lead role as Gillette. Obviously, our wonderful Gary is playing Gillette. But he made me read a few of the Felix's lines. And
yes.
I was like, I love this character.
Yeah.
But I also love Simon equally as much.
Yeah.
And love working alongside Rochelle, who is my wife.
In the show, not in real life.
yeah, not in real life. She wishes. No, just kidding.
Okay, so are you an actor by trade, or what do you?
Oh yeah, so I am an actor, but I majority of my work is through the voice. So I do a lot of voice acting, a lot of voice narration, I should probably say. Not a lot of voice acting, more voice over work. So whether it be professional, like corporate, on hold stuff, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of narration, that kind of deal.
And how did you get into that?
Oh my God. How old am I now? So it would have been over about 10 years ago. I was told, I had to deliver a lot of speeches in high school, and someone had told me I've got a nice voice. And I told my mum, and my mum saw an advert for an advertiser to be the narrator of a whole bunch of training modules.
Oh, wow.
And I went and I had no idea what I was doing. I remember I went to this audition and ended up becoming the new male voice of all these training modules. I ended up recording over 100 in 1 year. And now they're still being used today. So I'm so
Amazing.
Sorry to everyone out there who has to do, whether you work in retail or health or... and you've had to do those online training modules. You're probably getting PTSD just by listening to this podcast because my voice frustrates so many people.
I work in health, and so I probably have heard you narrate.
You probably have. Well, I'm sorry.
That's gold.
Yeah, people say to me, you must be an expert in so many different things because you've completed so many modules. And I say, as soon as I read the module, I forget the information as soon as I.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I don't remember any of it.
Sorry, guys, we're just being rudely interrupted by...
That's okay. It was an adoring fan from outside recognized me from the training modules and he's tried to bang on the window. He wants an autograph. Go away! All right, he's gone. That's okay.
So, another random question for you is, I always ask everyone lines. How do you... Because everyone's very different in their approach to learning lines. Yeah. How do you actually go about learning lines for shows? And do you have to use that same process in the voiceover world?
Well, no. Generally, well, look, in regards to learning lines for this play, we're on in 1 week. So I should know my lines in about 3 weeks. Now, with voiceover work, a lot of the time you have a script. And it's really... for things to sound really natural, it's better to, you know, have a read of it and then deliver it. Not just reading each word, but you should already know what you're going to be coming up with next. So people can tell if you're reading it word for word.
Yep.
So it is a bit different because you do have a script with you when you are doing voiceover work.
Yep.
In regards to learning lines, I love to have someone with me, the actual person who's playing the character. I really can't do it on my own. If I'm working alongside someone and I have to rehearse on my own, I find it so difficult to learn lines.
Yep.
I really have to be with that person. And as soon as you get onto the stage and you've got your props and the sets there and you've got your costuming, it's so much easier to remember your lines because you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, we were working with just a blank set. You know, mm-hmm. We weren't even on set. We had to pretend there was a couch there. We had to pretend there was a doorway there.
Yes.
I think I walked through the make-believe fireplace like 7 times. You know, like it's just you these things.
Or the telephone.
Yeah, or the telephone. It's like, you know, the telephone's over there. You're not, the telephone's not here. It's over there.
No.
So it definitely helps having props and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. All right, by way of career and everything, do you have three people who were most influential to you as to where you are today? Or?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. So... Well, in regards to voiceover work, when I first started doing voiceover work, there was a very famous voiceover artist called Ken Sparks,
yep.
who was the voice of Channel 9 for many years, and he passed away, unfortunately, I think it was 2 years ago.
Ooh. Apologies, guys. They're prepping the sound for the show.
I feel like, you know what, the Oscars are on right now. I feel like I'm on the Oscars. You know when the music comes in?
Yeah, you'll get that wrap-up music to shut off. Up.
Okay, no, the music's gone now. And... So the question was, who has influenced me? Okay, so
yep.
Ken Sparks, an amazing voiceover guy.
Yeah.
Really excited when I got to meet him and yep. had a coffee. And he gave me some really good advice for anyone out there who wants to do voiceover work is to do singing lessons because that really helps you control your voice. What else?
So have you done singing lessons?
I am, but I won't sing for you.
So
I won't put anyone through that.
Luke's just divulged that he intends to... perform.
Yes.
I'm going to say this next week.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Cardi B.
Oh, something.
Number.
Yeah, it'll be WAP or something like WAP, that, I'm sure. Yeah.
So you don't do Cardi B though?
No.
So in your lessons, it's more scales and
vocal exercises. How to use the voice resonance and really control it.
Right.
Because for a long time, even though I was a working voiceover artist, I was still getting feedback saying, you know, you're not doing very good. You're trying too hard to sound like Superman in these voiceovers. You need to make it sound more relaxed and more natural and conversational. And that's it really.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
How interesting. Any other influences or
any other
just
influences?
Ken?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, you do your research and you can get in contact with people who you think are accessible. I mean, when I first started, I actually got in contact with a man named Leon Murray, who is the voice of the original voice of Big Brother, and he gave me some really good advice as well, which I can't even remember what it was because it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
but he was really supportive of me and gave me good contacts and advice and feedback on my first voiceover reel when I first started. So I think it's important, in regards to voiceover work, if you find someone who isn't in the same lane as you, so someone who you know will look out for you, that's really important. Like you don't want your idol or your mentor to be in the, you know, someone who's going to be going for the same role as you. I think it's really important to be going, have someone who, like maybe you might have a female, if you're a male, you might have a female mentor or idol, which can help open doors for you.
Yeah.
Knowing that they won't have to compete for the same job.
Yeah,
that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Help me with Leon because Leon was in a different state. So that's that was convenient for us.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so probably two more questions I want to ask. Mm-hmm. So if I can come back to the arts theatre, mm-hmm. how did you originally within this get involved in the arts theatre? To like, how did you find out about it? And how did you begin to connect with people here at the theatre? How did all of that sort of come about?
So several years ago, So first of all, my parents love the theatre, and they've always been coming here for years and years and years. And I hadn't ever been here before. I had a girlfriend at the time who is from Queensland, and she was living in Cronulla. And they were looking for a young female to do a role, and my parents asked her to do it. So she went and did it, and I came to every rehearsal and just read the lines of one of the actors who wasn't showing up very often.
Right.
So I was reading a lot of his lines.
Yeah.
And people were saying, oh, Luke, you know, it'd be funny if he doesn't actually do the show. What if you did it?
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny if, you know, because you know all these lines. But I was always too nervous to do it. I just thought, I'm not going to get on stage. I'm never going to do it. Eventually, I think it was like about 2 years after that, I went for one audition with a director I had never known at the time. It was Tom Richards.
Yeah.
And I got it. And since then, Tom and I have had a really good working relationship where I often get a lot of the younger male roles.
Yeah.
So that's the rest is history with that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So for anyone that's interested in coming and auditioning or wants to be a part of the show, if you go to the Arts Theatre website, we can pop that up on the podcast link as well, Arts Theatre Cronulla, I think it is, .com.au, something like that. I should know the website, but I don't off the top of my head. I would suggest going on the website. The audition notices are always up on the website for the next show. There are four shows here a year that we do. But I'll get my act together in the next podcast and let you know what the... It is. It's artstheatrecronulla.com.au. There you go. So, Luke, I suppose my last question before I let you go and get your method acting on for the show would be, where can our listeners connect with you online?
Connect with me online? Well, if they want to follow me on Instagram, they're more than welcome to. It's Luke Austin Official, which is all one word, if they want to.
Nice.
But they don't have to.
And
but
is there anything else?
If they feel obliged, no, that's it.
There's no other place people can connect?
No, if they want to follow me on TikTok, they can.
There we go. On TikTok? What's your handle on TikTok?
Well, it's actually an anagram of my name. So it's Altius Nuke, which is ALTIUS_NUKE. If you feel obliged to follow, you may. But, yep, that's it, really.
Okay, there we go. Well, Luke, I keep wanting to call you Tom. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Luke Austin, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. I've had a great
pleasure.
Time.
And cheers to a cup of tea and a chin wag.
Cheers.
Love it.
We need the music to cut us out.
We do.
Never when you need it.
Yep, that's right. All right. Bye, guys. See you on the next one.